Hey guys, it's your best fight friends. I'm Kelsey. That's not Rachel. That's Bleacher Report's Tom Taylor. And Tom, I'm really excited and grateful to have you on the show today because I want to talk to you about the biggest fight that could be possibly made ever in the history of the world. Okay, maybe not that, but Jake Paul versus Tyron Woodley in a boxing ring. That's coming up sometime in August. What do you think about it?
I mean, I feel the same way as pretty much everybody else. You know, I think it's ridiculous. I have all kinds of concerns about, you know, Tyron Woodley's health at this stage of his career, but I will be watching. I might feel ashamed of myself, but I'll be tuned in, certainly.
As an old boxing guy, part of me, did you see Kevin Ioli, the Yahoo sports writer, talking about he's not happy with Showtime boxing, right? Because this is going to happen under Showtime. Showtime in the old model, it was Showtime and HBO, right? Like, they were the big model networks for boxing, and now, man, Showtime started to look like Triller, right? So are you surprised that Showtime would go that direction, or do you think that it's a smart move for networks to kind of stay on top of things like that?
Well, I mean, you got to adapt, right? I think they've seen how well it's been working for platforms like Triller. I mean, assuming it's been working as well as we've been led to believe, you know, we've heard these huge numbers from Triller, but if those numbers are even remotely accurate, then I certainly understand the willingness to kind of jump on that bandwagon. The Paul brothers are doing big business. So yeah, I mean, why not?
Do you love this fight or hate it?
I'm not sure, man. I'm really not sure. You know, it's, I'd liken it to, like, you know, we have a dish up here in Canada called poutine. You've probably heard of it. It's like French fries, gravy, cheese curds. You know, you eat it and it just makes you feel horrible. You regret it, but it's kind of delicious too. You know what I mean? You're just really not sure how to feel about it. I'll be watching, but yeah, I mean, is this a great boxing match? Absolutely not.
I'll say what is interesting to me is I at least trust Showtime to not go too far down the Triller hole, which the last pay-per-view was just insane. As far as the fight itself, right, I am sort of interested if Jake Paul can outbox Tyron Woodley, because I don't really know, just like I didn't know with the Askren fight. We found that out, you know, pretty quickly. How do you think Tyron Woodley matches up as a boxer under boxing rules against Jake Paul?
That's such an interesting question, you know, and I've sort of been flip-flopping in the, you know, 24 hours or 48 hours that we've known about this fight. I keep kind of going back and forth on how this might go. Cause I mean, Tyron Woodley, you know, he clearly has ridiculous power. He's very fast. He closes the distance really well. It's almost like he teleports, you know, suddenly he's at range and then he's right in close, just flattening somebody, but he's never really been a great boxer. I think he's got a lot of experience. He's got the power. He's got the speed, but I'm just really not sure how he's going to look in the boxing ring. And that's really the big question for me. Jake, I mean, similar questions on his end, right? He's still very raw, very young. But yeah, that's kind of the theme of this fight, much like the Askren fight, is there's just all these variables and all these questions that we can't really answer until after the fight's over.
Crazy to me. I don't know, because I don't know if Jake Paul's a real boxer. I mean, I know that he's put in the work. And I've said that for years now, you can't fake the stuff that you can clearly see on tape. Like, he really put in the work. I appreciate that from both the Paul brothers. They put in a lot of work, but I don't know if he's a real boxer in that. I don't know if he can really beat up a guy that knows how to box. But then again, you know what? I also don't know if Tyron Woodley is a real boxer, right? I mean, do you think he will take this seriously enough to get in a boxing gym? He's already talking about Andre Ward potentially teaching him stuff. But it's one thing to say something. It's another thing to actually do the stuff. Do you think Tyron Woodley will do the stuff that will give him the best chance to win?
I think so. And I think it really comes down to pride. You don't want to be the guy that gets knocked out by Jake Paul. I mean, Askren somehow was able to kind of just like brush it off. But I think that's just because he's been Askren and he never seems to care all that much about getting knocked out or losing. You know, he sort of just rolls with the punches. I think Tyron Woodley takes a lot more pride in that kind of thing. And it'll sting a lot for him to get knocked out by Jake Paul. So I think for that reason alone, he's probably going to put a lot of resources and a lot of time into making sure he's as ready as he can be for this fight.
Is Woodley washed, though?
That's a tough question. You know, you look at the guys he's lost to recently, Kamaru Usman, Colby Covington, and then, Vicente Luque recently, obviously Gilbert Burns, too. Forgot about that one. These are really good guys. And other than the Luque fight, it's not like he's been getting dominated, but it's not like he's been getting knocked out cold or anything like that. He got hurt in the Luque fight, but he was ultimately submitted. So it's not like he's getting knocked out clean. So I think his chin is maybe, you know, starting to show some signs of fragility. His speed maybe isn't what it used to be. But is he washed? I would say not. I wouldn't go that far yet, personally.
What do you think he's do you think that he's too far down the chain? Like, is he too old? Can you teach an old dog new tricks? That's the way I like. Can you teach an old Tyron Woodley new boxing tricks?
I think probably, but I'm honestly not sure how many new tricks he's going to need, you know, because people keep, you know, harping on Jake Paul for not fighting boxers, but I do kind of have to give him props for taking this fight because, you know, Tyron Woodley isn't a boxer, but he's been fighting professionally for the better part of two decades. He's been trading punches with people, whether it's in the, you know, sparring or an MMA context. I mean, he's been around the block when it comes to fights, whether it's boxing or MMA. He, you know, he's got the reflexes, he's got the timing, he's got the power, the experience. So I don't really know how many new tricks he's going to need. I think it's really just going to come down to how much punishment he can still take and how much his speed has fallen off over the last few years.
All right, I hate to put you on the spot, but I will. Who wins and why?
Oh, man. You know,
it's so far away.
Well, you know, I'm going to give you a prediction, and I think probably in like 25 minutes, I'm going to want to talk again and like completely, you know, rescind everything I said. But I think at this point, I'm leaning Tyron Woodley. Yeah, I know. I feel like that's a little crazy, but I just feel like, you know, he does have a ton of experience. Askren had a lot of experience too, but I mean, the reality of that fight is, I mean, he's an abysmal boxer, an abysmal striker. He was just, I mean, the best possible guy that Jake Paul could have fought, you know, in terms of, you know, MMA based opponents. That's not exactly true with Tyron Woodley. Tyron Woodley can strike, he can punch. And I think in this one, Jake's probably bitten off a little more than he can chew, and he might go night-night.
I'm excited about the fight because I don't know who wins it. I am curious, though, what you think about this. To me, the biggest freak show in boxing that could possibly happen isn't Jake Paul versus Tyron Woodley. It's not even Logan Paul versus Floyd Mayweather, which happens this weekend. Isn't it Jake Paul versus Logan Paul? Right? You think we get to see the brothers fight? I mean,
yeah, I mean, I guess so. And it seems like they're already talking about this, right? I actually haven't heard Logan. I mean, I'll clarify by saying I don't pay a ton of attention to what these dudes are saying. You know, I'll tune in for their fights and, you know, I'm aware of their training and everything. As far as sound bites go, I'm not that, you know, dialed in, but I have heard Jake say several times that he forecasts that fight at some point in the future. I haven't heard Logan say it yet, but I'm amazed, first of all, that they'd be willing to do that because they seem like they're quite close. You know, they sort of ride together. But I mean, if it comes to that, it's going to be a huge fight.
Yeah.
We've seen other, I mean, there was I think it was the World Series of Fighting in MMA a few years back, tried to do a brother versus brother fight. I mean, they weren't even true brothers. They're, you know, adopted brothers or half brothers or something like that. And, you know, even that generated a weird amount of buzz inside the combat sports bubble. So I think if two stars like Jake and Logan actually do end up fighting, I mean, as strange as that's going to be, it's going to be big business.
Man, it would be exciting. And tell you what, just pragmatically speaking as a writer, I think, like, it's good for the combat sports for superstar celebrities with millions of followers to come into the sport and do well. So the best possible scenario to me is both of them become really truly great professional boxers. I don't know if they can do it, but I'm here to watch them try. What do you think about that?
I mean, I think it's great. You know, in a perfect world, they're gonna, you know, become successful enough boxers that they can actually start fighting real boxers and, you know, helping some of these guys make some real money. Will it happen? I'm not sure. You know, they're going to have to start taking real risks soon. And I think the Tyron Woodley fight for Jake Paul is maybe not an outrageous risk, but he's showing that he's at least willing to take some chances with a guy with legitimate stopping power. And I think if he wins that, he cannot possibly go any longer without fighting a legitimate boxer.
Was it definitely exciting? Just as exciting, I think, as having Tom Taylor, Bleacher Report's Tom Taylor here on Real Talk with Kelsey and Rachel. I'm Kelsey. That's Tom. Tom, tell people how quickly they can keep up with you. You're on Twitter, I know. You do great work at Bleacher Report. Where else? What else?
Yeah, so I'm on Twitter. It's Tom Tay MMA. I'm on Facebook. I think it's Facebook/ Tom Taylor Writes. I'm on Bleacher Report. I do a lot of stuff for South China Morning Post out of Hong Kong. I'm always freelancing for other sites. So, yeah, I mean, just keep an eye on Twitter, and then that's where I share everything. But I'm trying to stay busy.
Yeah, we'll definitely put a link down in the show notes for people that want to follow you, follow your career. Thanks for coming on the show, Tom.